Preparations to administer fourth doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to eligible residents are underway across the province and closer to home. With the expectation that they will be rolling up their sleeves soon, consent to receive the fourth dose for residents of Water's Edge is being sought and secured this week from the residents themselves. Or for some, from designated caregivers or medical decision makers. The same can be said for the eligible residents of Kesselholm. During Thursday's board meeting, Director of Operations Angie Punnett told members, "Our residents have their third doses and consent has gone out for their fourth, so that will happen. We have been very fortunate, but I don't think it's luck. It's the diligence and the sense of responsibility of the staff for not bringing the virus into the home," observed Board Chair Chris Main. "And, the boosters, are the best protection we can provide. Many of those eligible for their fourth doses received their first shots in December 2020 and early 2021 as the COVID-19 vaccine rollout got underway once a steady supply was secured. Just days before the new year, the province announced residents of long-term care facilities, nursing homes, retirement homes, elder care lodges and other congregate care settings with at least 3 months or 84 days since their third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine were immediately eligible for their fourth doses of an mRNA vaccine. Following recommendations by the Ontario Immunization Advisory Committee, the province's Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore said in late December 2021, "The initial wave of people who received their third doses earlier are now likely becoming increasingly more susceptible to COVID-19 infection due to waning immunity from their previous doses." Ontario has also mandated third doses for all booster-eligible staff, students, volunteers, caregivers and support workers by January 28. See related. Health workers, care home cooks, bus drivers, COVID cases affecting public services by provincial mandate. All staff without a valid exemption had to be fully vaccinated, effective December 13, 2021. Ontario said nearly 47% of eligible staff and nearly 86% of eligible residents had received their third dose booster. Mandating third vaccine doses for long-term care staff and caregivers and offering fourth doses to residents is an important step our government is taking to protect long-term care staff and residents, Minister of Long-Term Care Rod Phillips stated. According to a Canadian press report, Ontario long-term care homes are considering the recruitment of restaurant workers and family caregivers to help run daily operations as the Omicron variant drives up staff shortages and outbreak numbers. Staff absences as high as 30% have been reported in COVID-19 hotspots, said Phillips, who also reports outbreaks in nearly 30% of the province's homes, with 186 spread across 30 of 34 public health units, as of Thursday. New rules have been in effect for 2 weeks at the province's long-term care homes, preventing visits by general visitors and residences leaving the home for social purposes. Essential caregivers, two per resident, and day passes for medical appointments with subsequent focused COVID-19 testing are permitted. And, when general visitors are eventually readmitted to the facilities, they will be required to show proof of having received their booster.